Bend the Knee, a Song of Ice and Fire podcast. I am Sir Matt, the Bud Knight.
And I am Sir Ezra, the Watchful. Friends, welcome back to our Song of Ice and Fire book club.
As man, there is some news. So I actually did a YouTube video on this the other day of there's a Rise of the Dragon book coming. It's going to be one of those World of Ice and Fire style art books that's going to kind of do House of the Dragon stuff, Fire and Blood, sort of retelling it. But man, as soon as I did that, I was going to pull it up. George just dropped another big, not a blog post on us here.
What?
So, yeah, let me get this up and going here. So this, that, and the other things. And then we'll also dive into the book as well. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Talking some news here. So too much to do. Things are hopping, as my frogs told you down below. So he had a post. Let me go to that. The other day where he just posted this.
What the?
And if you notice, what color are they?
Yeah.
They're greens and then greens, sort of red and black.
Red and black, yep.
Right. And that was the post following his big sort of random bits of news where he gave us like a Winds of Winter update where he said, I made, you know, a decent amount of progress in 2020 and some progress next year. So
right.
This is new. I didn't even know this was here. We were going to talk about the other post, but let's see. It says, I could be writing long posts here about a dozen things, but I'm sure most of you would sooner I were writing fiction, producing films and television shows, editing anthologies, you know. But let me say a few quick words about matters various and sundry. We have a new book coming out from 10 Speed in October, The Rise of the Dragon, an illustrated history of the Targaryen dynasty from Aegon the Conqueror to the regency of the boy king Aegon the Third. I could show you the covers, but my mighty minions have already done that in the post below. And I guess I'll go down and reference that a little bit. So I did do a YouTube video on this. Again, it's that. This is the U.S. cover.
Yeah.
And this is the U.K. cover. I'm not sure which one I like more. Both I like sick. Them both.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both pretty
it's got that,
sick.
It's got red and black, and it's got that green.
Yeah, and if you look at the binding, it's the same.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same as this book, which right. I love. I talk about it a lot because it's a big... I mean, it's big. The book itself is big. There's huge, like, full-page artwork. And I love the cover around it. It is a hard cover, but it's not actually, like, a hard cover. It's got this sort of matted... You have this book, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I love it. Love the texture. Yeah, the feel.
The texture of it. Because there's one thing I hate, actually. I'm not going to lie. I actually hate hardcover books.
With
the slip cover, it drives me nuts. It drives me nuts. So I actually buy paperback because I hate the hardcover book, man. It's just because unless it's the ones that come sealed onto it, then it's not as bad. But I always feel like it's falling off.
Oh, it's getting torn. It gets ripped. I mean, that as a collector of those books, it's a nuisance. It's like Jesus. I mean, you're always trying to preserve.
Yeah,
it.
And so. Yeah, and so then it's like, do I take it off? Because then some have like a cool cover underneath the slip cover.
I mean, flat out, I get the paperback because the hardbacks are just for the shelf and me to kind of flip through.
Right,
for the,
and then the I feel like I never touch them because I don't want to damage it. So that's why I love this book, because I love the cover on it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the same with this
more durable. So, yeah.
Yeah. And this Rise of the Dragon book is an illustrated book. It's just going to be like the World of Ice and Fire, which I say a lot of this information comes from the novellas that he's written over the years. And it got some of it pulled into here. He expanded upon it. And then a lot of Fire and Blood is literally just the same thing that's in World of Ice and Fire.
Yeah.
And you and I both said it, and I still stand by it, man. Fire and Blood, I'm not going to say it sucks, but it is just dry. It is like eating Thanksgiving turkey like 5 days later.
Yeah.
It's just hard to get through sometimes. So
right.
Anyway, so we're getting this. I think it's coming out October 25th. You can pre-order. I already did. It's like $60.
Right.
And I'm probably going to get the Kindle version as well so that I have an animated version. We're going to get all sorts of new artwork. This is some of the new artwork, which is sweet. It's from the same people that did it before. The same people who did the whatever their names are, Linda, Elio.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. whatever issues they have as well. You know,
right.
I don't know. There's like some stuff with them. I'm not entirely sure, but whatever.
We just want more content.
I just want more content. But I will address it because I know there's a lot of people that talk about it. Yes. I'm not ultra familiar with exactly what they've said, but I know it's some people had some issues with it. So, and nonetheless, we'll go back to it. So we have the new book, right? The Rise of the Dragon, an illustrated history. Here we go. He shows us the cover. So he says the official announcement lays out the basic facts about the book as well. So I won't repeat that here. I just want to clear up possible areas of confusion. In my blog post that was a little while ago, he said, I made mention of a lavish coffee book table coming later this year, an illustrated condensed version of Fire and Blood done with the people. Yes, I was speaking on The Rise of the Dragon. It's the same book. Some people were thinking that there was going to be even more.
Yeah.
So he says, unless the definition of encyclopedia has been broadened considerably, it's a history covering the same years and events as Fire and Blood, but not written in world by Archmaester Gildane as Fire and Blood and World of Ice and Fire are. Remember, they're sort of told to us from the perspective of a maester writing this history.
Right.
So
right.
This will not be like that.
Okay. Okay.
And much condensed from Gildane's original text. My friends Elio and Linda, right, World of Ice and Fire did the thing. So he says we needed a shorter book to make room for all the art. That's the big thing about The Rise of the Dragon. It's not an encyclopedia, it's an art book, and a gorgeous one, I think. Rise will include 180 brand new illustrations from some of the finest fantasy artists in the world. Some of them will be full page, many of them will be gorgeous, living and dying. He has in parentheses colors, dragons, knights, battles, lords, ladies, castles, all the good stuff. So if you're a fan of fantasy art, you may want to pre-order your copy right now. I already did.
Yeah.
It's on Amazon as well as other I think Barnes and Noble or whatever. So the other book mentioned in that post, The Who's Who's of Westeros, is coming as well, but not this fall. That one is far off, maybe a year or two. Lots of work to be done. There will be a second book coming out this year to tie in with the debut of House of the Dragon, but it won't be a new book, just an old one with a new cover. That's Fire and Blood. So the original version is getting new artwork. Now, I think I did talk about this, or we did talk about this, is that I think actually I saw this, that they were going to redo Fire and Blood. Kind of like how when Game of Thrones came out, you know, there's the original, well, there's lots of covers of it, but I think the one that most people are familiar with, at least here in the United States, because in England and Europe they have like, they're split into parts, it's different, is the like blue Game of Thrones with the dagger, right?
Yeah.
And then Storm of Swords, the ones we use for our episode logos.
Like absolutely. This, yeah.
The yellow one for a Storm of Swords with the crown, the green one with the helmet for a Storm of Swords.
Right.
So those covers, which I think are what you would consider to be the mass market paperback covers. But then when Game of Thrones came out on TV and it started blowing up, they redid them. And it's the same book, obviously, but there's different covers on it. And it's like, I'm trying to remember exactly what they are off the top of my head, but they say like the HBO show, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to see if I had any behind me.
Yeah, I actually my Kindle, I think my Kindle has it, but well, I know the one for Dance of Dragons, the Dance of Dragons mass market paperback is a white book with like a dragon circle in the middle, and then the cover that's sort of like the HBO tie-in cover is like Tyrion standing there, and I think you can see like he's standing in Valyria, right, and there's a dragon.
Yeah,
Which one do you have there?
So, well, what I have is like the original.
You have the original cover. Yeah,
this is a Storm of Swords original cover, all in blue. But then when they did the paperback, you know, there was this kind of sword.
Exactly.
Right, and you mentioned
that's actually that's a different version too. That's another version.
But so you have the green, and this might even
green. Right, that's I think before. Yeah, so the green with the helmet.
Right, which I don't think I have that one on the shelf, but it's
right.
But those are cool. I mean, I've bit of a spending problem over here. Sometimes I'm always like, I need every variant copy of it.
So. Right. Okay. So here, let me show you. Okay. So these are what I think if you go, I know there's a collection of them. This is what I consider to be like the, I guess, standard version, right? But they say Game of Thrones, all that stuff. But and then this is sort of like a more original cover. There's a lot of different covers,
right?
For yeah. them now. And,
yeah, you get the releases in the UK versus the releases over here. Sometimes, like you just showed, they're different. So
right. Yeah, but so then, I know on Kindle and stuff like that. There's that sweet collection right there. This is the one I was thinking of. So this is more of the like HBO season 5 or whatever tie-in. So I think what we're getting is what he's referring to ultimately is we're going to get a cover like this for Fire and Blood that's separate from the Fire and Blood. It's just a reprint of Fire and Blood.
Right.
Is
right.
what he's ultimately getting to. It's the same thing.
Right.
And there's multiple variant covers, and I like certain ones more than I like other ones too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and he says he'll be posting here. Continuing on here, let's say he's going to talk about Elden Ring for a little bit. Oh, and as long as I am setting stuff straight, there's a weird story all over the internet how I hid my initials in Elden Ring because some of the characters have names beginning with R or G or M to say, what really? That was news to me. I've been writing and publishing stories since 1971, and I suspect I have been giving characters names with, you know, R, G, and M right from the start. Coming up with names is hard, especially since the Song of Ice and Fire. He kind of goes on here a little bit, but hey, Elden Ring is exciting enough. No need to make up stuff. There are actually a lot of references towards, well, a lot of things in the game Elden Ring, but I guess early on there is a sword you can get in the game in Elden Ring, and I think Sir Jimmy got it. Elden Ring Game of Thrones sword. And it looks like the Iron Throne.
Yeah,
if I can find it somewhere, I'll get it pulled up here.
Looks like the Iron, the throne. Yeah, like the one of the
maybe if I can type. Yeah. So it's like a big sword, but it's got all these like swords sort of branching off of it.
Okay. Jeez. Well, that's good. I mean, those guys having fun making connections to
Yeah, it's kind of cool. So let me pull it up here. Yeah, so there's the sword you can get in the game. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Yeah, kind of like an Iron Throne sword. Right, because George did work on it. All the reviews and everything are saying that Elden Ring is like one of the best games ever. It's not really for me. The Souls types games, Dark Souls, Demon Souls, Bloodborne, they're really like brutally hard. And they require a ton of hours, and it's just not my type of thing. Right. But for everyone who's playing, it looks awesome.
Yeah.
So what else does he give on here? He talks a little bit about his railroad. I know. As soon as Ed sees it.
I see it.
So he says, we'll get back on here. So he says, so for many of you reading this are fantasy fans. I know. Waiting for Winds of Winters. I know. Patch phase comment there. Yeah. But looking forward to the new TV shows as well. Rings of Power on September 2nd and House of the Dragon. Well, you will know soon. It's only March though. What should you watch in the meanwhile? He's saying you should watch Last Kingdom. He's talking about some other stuff. Going on there. So anyway, so that's what he says. So he says, there's more. I have other stuff to do. I will sign off for now. The horns are blowing, the frogs are hopping.
The horns are blowing.
Right.
Which horns? The exactly. horns, plural. Mm-hmm. So it's not just one. I thought it was the horn of winter.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I don't know. So let me. I'll tie in this, and then we can talk. We can kind of talk about the whole deal here. So, his other post, which I did a video on, and we're going to talk about it. Just he expands a little bit more on what he calls the Rise of the Dragon. Mm-hmm. 180 new illustrations. Already kind of said a little bit about that. Fire and Blood was scribed from like a Grandmaster's perspective. Here we go. And then of course here's just some pictures. Of the book. It will be available in October 22nd. Now, this is where things get a little interesting here. Yes.
Yep.
Because I'm doing some more digging on the internet and things I found. Thankfully, we have the House of the Dragon subreddit, the Song of Ice and Fire subreddit, all of these things. So I believe that the Fire and Blood paperback that's coming out is listed as sort of an HBO go-along special or like to tie into the show. And all of the Game of Thrones variant books that were released were like released the same week as the season aired. Now that book is supposed to come out in like July. This book, which is also described as a tie-in, right? So if you go click on like pre-order here, which I did. This is from Penguin Random House, right? Like they talk about it a little bit here, and they talk about like, you know, it's a you know, perfect for fans and lore is a Westeros and all those who've met the new thing. Like they describe it sort of as a tie-in book to the show, and it's coming out October 25th, which I believe is a Sunday.
Wow. So
that doesn't sound right. October 25th. October 25th is a Tuesday. Sorry. But October
you had 23rd, me,
I know. But anyway, October 23rd. And it might, they might not release on Sundays. You know, Game of Thrones did, but that doesn't mean that this show did. I think HBO has been releasing their big shows on Thursdays.
Okay.
I don't watch Euphoria, so I can't speak on to what days it releases, but I did watch Peacemaker, and that was always on Thursdays.
Right. But yeah, man, this is like, you know, even if it's just a couple of days later, like if we get the season on the 23rd, October 23rd, and then a couple of days later you get the you pre-ordered something,
or like maybe we maybe we get it the 27th, October 27th, which would be that Thursday. Which, you know, to me, October seems far more realistic than July.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, and it's like one of those things to build hype. I mean, if you're to wait, would you release this earlier or would you release it after, like a week early? Then people have pre-ordered it. They've got their book. It's something that they can have right before we start the show. I'm liking what you're putting down here, man, thinking that it's maybe the 27th or even the 30th. I mean, for crying out loud, whatever.
And like, regardless, I'm the thinking about it more. It's starting to make a little more sense. If they they finished filming House of the Dragon, officially finished filming Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
Now the visual effects for this, I mean, they just moved, by the way, all of like their big movies back. DC just moved all their big, Warner Brothers, right? Just moved all their big, like especially the Flash movie, because there's so much visual effects that they're like, it's not ready yet.
Yeah. Right.
So House of the Dragon is going to be way more visually effects intensive than Game of Thrones was, because there's like dragons and all this stuff. And I believe there was an interview with the guy who the showrunner, and he had said like we're still way off. So to me, I think you now, looking at the timeline right now, for this to come out in July, you'd almost have to have a trailer.
Unless their plan is
After we get the trailer after Harry Potter, because that's the next big Warner Brothers thing, which is that's coming up. That's in like April, 2 weeks. Right?
Yeah.
Because now the Batman's over. Mm-hmm. So now your next big thing is that. Then they did move around all those DC movies. Because we were supposed to get we're getting the Super Pets movie, like who cares, but The Rock's in it. The Rock and Kevin Hart are in it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be funny. It's, cool. It's gonna be funny. But that was like, that was one of their DC movies, like Shazam, Black Adam, the Black Adam and a Shazam movie and Aquaman and The Flash were all supposed to be this year. And now we're getting two, and then they moved some of them back.
Right.
Because again, that I've said it before, that Warner Brothers Discovery merger thing's happening. So like there's a lot of stuff going on at Warner Brothers right now, like shakeups.
Right
now.
Right.
And they're really trying to push these HBO Max numbers, which is why we're getting like the Batman coming out here shortly. That's what like they have that 45-day theater to HBO thing this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're trying to crank out the HBO Max numbers. So it just seems unlikely to me that we're getting the show in July, or we would have already. I think we would have had to have seen a trailer for it. I would say the earliest we could get a trailer for this would be like the week after the Dumbledore thing.
Yeah. Okay. Now I I'm with you on that. Like
mid April would be, I think, the earliest we see the trailer.
Mid April, earliest we see the trailer. Gotcha. Let me just point out, you mentioned Euphoria earlier and you said what day it releases on. Same time that the Game of Thrones, it's Sunday at 9 o'clock. I just looked it up.
So Euphoria does? Okay.
Yeah. But I wanted to mention that because what do you think is better? Do you think it would be better to release something prior just because they're similar, right? Amazon, right. Lord of the Rings show coming out September 2nd. Would it be better to hit it before that? Or if there's a bunch of hype for fantasy coming down off right. of that? Because if you look at the dates, September 2nd, and you tracked it out 8 weeks, it lands
Lord of the Rings is right.
perfectly with
that's going, another thing.
It goes right into House of the Dragon. It's almost perfect.
Yeah. The other problem is now, correct. I think the only season that aired outside of its normal window was season 7.
Okay.
But almost all of Game of Thrones aired on Sundays in April, right?
Yeah.
Yep, do you want to have this show air on Sundays in October when the NFL is on? No.
Oh, man. Matt.
You don't want to have it air on a Sunday, not when the NFL is going on. Because the NFL killed, I used to watch it. I follow things on Twitter or not, but I know that whatever wrestling, like WWE, it's mm-hmm. Monday night's numbers always like tank. Well, it's been like a terrible product for years, but back when I used to be like really hard to get into it, I knew that it's Monday night numbers always tanked during the NFL season. Because it's like a similar audience. Not that not that Game of Thrones is going to have a similar audience with NFL per se, right. But the NFL is just so big. I don't think you want to have it run against. You don't want to run it against the NFL.
Yeah, because it does take like that time slot being in April and stuff, and just when that like prior to the NBA or whatever, you know, all that.
Right.
It's at a good also. NFL versus NBA, totally different thing.
Not even close. The numbers are not even close.
But you know, the idea that you had more of a hype going into your Monday. Like if you didn't watch it on Monday, you were behind. You right. felt that during the game. You were like going into work. If your buddies were talking about it, you're doing the whole I can't. I don't want to hear anybody. Right. Nothing. And it was really cool because it had that type of energy to it. I want this show to have that same type of energy. And it will suck if people are still watching Sunday Night Football and they can't get around to watching. Right. This show, that would be a huge bummer.
Yeah. So that I'm now third, there is Thursday Night Football, but Thursday numbers are way smaller.
Right. So
way less people watch on Thursday. One, because they don't necessarily have access to it. And then,
go
ahead. Yeah.
Well, September 2nd is a Friday for Amazon. So they're hitting it on a Friday night,
but I think they're going to do it like they did Wheel of Time.
Thursday.
Remember really it was Friday. Like, right.
Yeah. I got you. So they're saying it's Friday, but really you can get access to it around 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time or 4 o'clock West Coast time.
Pacific, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I would, you know, because to me, I think it's an interesting conversation, you know, which one, like, what do you do? Would you rather have it in the summer? Like when, you know, people are more, I don't know, for
spring, like, the spring to summer when it used to, when Game of Thrones came out on right. Sundays, there's nothing there. I mean, the NFL is just so big that it's hard to run against it.
I never even thought about that. And I'm just like, why aren't people consulting Matt on these things? Like,
I don't know, man. I'm telling you. Like
every time on our Star Wars podcast, he throws out.
I love stuff it. Disney. We got some Disney stuff to talk about. Not that we'll talk about it here, but apparently Bob Chapek and Bob Iger do not like each other anymore. They are not talking to each other.
Really?
What does it mean for the future of Star Wars? I don't know. Listen to Hyperspace Hangout and find out.
Yeah, we'll
be talking about it. But no, the thing is, I keep talking about, I'm sure I'm boring some people listening to it when I talk about this whole like Warner Brothers Discovery merger, but it's a big deal because, I mean, look at the status of Star Wars before Disney bought it and look at the status of it now.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you look at when Game of Thrones made massive changes, it was when Warner Brothers, Time Warner, whatever, the whole deal, got bought by AT&T. And then that's when it started to go downhill because mm-hmm. you have a phone company doing it. Now you're going to have a content company owning Warner Brothers merged with whatever.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
It's better.
That means
it's better.
It's
that's
it's
their gonna, field. That's their expertise in that. It's more in there.
So much better. It's going to be we have great. Green days ahead, right? I mean,
I like that. I guess I think that's, and again, it's sort of a weird thing. Maybe this is just a one season thing because of COVID and stuff where they do this in the fall, run it up again. And we're not even sure, right? It could be this summer.
Maybe Game of Thrones will be in the fall from now on, which I'd be fine with.
Yeah, yeah.
What day do you think you'd want it? What day do you air it? I guess I don't know what's the best day to stream stuff, because Disney streams.
Is anybody trying Saturday night? I don't know if Saturday night's like.
I don't know. So Disney streams, like Disney shows. Remember, Mando used to release on Fridays, but now everything released seems like Disney releases on Wednesdays.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Matt, I get it. People go out on the weekends. They do their thing. We don't. Okay. We make content and we eat our pizza and we watch TV. God.
Right. Now, do you prefer the Netflix style? Or do you think you prefer the Disney style? Like Amazon does, or I guess, I don't know, does Amazon kind of goes back and forth a little bit? The getting everything all at once, or do you like to get, you think you like it weekly?
I like it weekly. I really do, just because Netflix, it's cool. Like, we'll get Stranger Things and we'll just binge the heck out of it, right?
But you feel like you have to binge it.
You have to. And but the other thing is, thankfully, we'll come back and watch it with Fred. It has that show has such a hype to it that you'll watch it multiple times. But other shows, I watch and forget. And I don't really care too much about them. These shows matter and they need to be experienced, like appreciated over a week to week kind of.
Because you get to hype it and think about it and stuff like The Witcher.
Yeah.
Like season 2, I blitzed through it. But then again, like you blitz through it.
Yeah.
You don't take it. It's kind of like when you go to, it's like going to a buffet, which is great sometimes, as opposed to going to, like, I don't remember what I ate at a buffet. I remember that I went to a buffet and I ate like more food and now my stomach hurts.
Dude.
But like sometimes you remember like a specific meal because it was just that specific item.
Right. Yeah. Like, okay, Matt, the night that our good buddy Sir Thomas met his wife, I don't remember what happened at the beginning of that. I remember where you guys found me. I remember the lamppost I was sitting under. But yeah, because
a lot of Long Islands.
Yeah. You know, they all were delicious, but they were just passing them out like candy. So again, you got to watch that kind of stuff. That behavior can get you in trouble. So I prefer it to be to enjoy it. Right. And also I'm getting older. I want to enjoy it. Talk with my friends about it, theorize. And I feel like people liked that. That was what the driving force behind a lot of the, I call it the water cooler talk, you know, just people chatting about Game of Thrones.
Cause that was some of what made Game of Thrones special. Right. Yep. So so I'm gonna do the math here. So, okay. If you start at the end of October, now I think it's 10 episodes. It's not 8. I think I'm pretty sure it's 10. It's 10 episodes.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're talking one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, which runs you right into the end of December. So the Christmas, like the week of Christmas, is the last episode. Here's a great Christmas present for you. Wow. We're going to kill off half your favorite characters.
Wow.
Which then, because Wheel of Time, which is your other, I guess, fantasy show. So Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones, Wheel of Time, I think, is already confirmed. Well, a cast member said, like, you'll see it next year.
Right.
So Wheel of Time, which was there last year, is being pushed, probably early.
I mean, Matt, even if they had the show,
it doesn't suck. It doesn't suck. It's, the last episode was a letdown, but we liked it.
No, but the funny thing is, when you're the,
it can't, the new it can't kid, compete.
Yeah, you're the new kid on the block. You gotta respect.
I don't think the Lord of the Rings show can compete with House of the Dragon either. I'm sorry, but I just don't see it competing.
Yeah, right now it's got a lot of. This is a weird thing. It's got a lot of negative energy around it, and I think is totally bogus and not even warranted whatsoever. It's not that there's anything people. There aren't hobbits. Like, we have makeshift kind of new hobbits. There's not hobbits. There's not that personal Shire-like quality to it. It'll still be good. It's going to be fantastic and wonderful. Yeah. But it's going to take time to catch on, I think. I don't think
it just didn't. It didn't wow me. Like, I just sort of watched it and I was like, where's the budget? Where's the $1 billion at?
Apparently, people said it was in the CGI. I didn't think it was in the CGI as much as people thought.
They need to hire new CGI people.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't see a lot of the CGI people were talking about, but I'm not really into that.
Amazon shows seem to be kind of more hit and miss.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, Jeff Bezos was like into this Lord of the Rings show, though. Like, he went down. There was actually reportedly a huge accident on set early on. Like, someone got majorly hurt, and he flew down there to like make sure. And then COVID hit, and they actually there's a really cool article out where they talk about day two or like the second episode. They full stop, and they were like, "What do we do? We're second episode." They stopped everything. Shut her down for months and months and months because it was New Zealand, and New Zealand was way tight on that stuff. So I think all these things are somewhat affected. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm hopeful that it's going to be freaking amazing because I want it to be awesome and wonderful, but I don't know anything. No one knows anything about the Second Age. You know, there's more outlined here in House of the Dragon and or this, you know, Fire and Blood than there is in the Second Age. There's literally not like next to nothing, Matt. Like just an outline, a list of kings and queens from Numenor. That's about it, man.
Wow.
So anyway,
yeah. Okay. So I guess last little point here. So are we saying October then? Is that our prediction kind of right?
That was what I was trying to get you to predict. What do you think?
So I thought I had also saw that I need to look it up because I think I saved it on Reddit the showrunner is going to be at Comic-Con.
Oh, I saw a message. I think you were in our group chat and said something about that. And if that's the case, then that would be more of a prep thing, you know, or sort of like a build hype for it. I doubt that it'd be going on because when is Comic-Con? It's like right in the summer,
end of July.
Okay.
A lot of other people are saying end of July. A lot of people here on Reddit and stuff like that, because of the other book is supposed to, the house, like official House of the Dragon sort of tie-in thing is supposed to be July.
Well, it still could work because you have your if it's 10 episodes, right? Like you said,
July runs into September and then it's over by Lord of the Rings.
Exactly.
And you could release on Sundays and not run into the NFL.
Exactly. Yep. So I mean, because you could get that post, that wave of like, go pre-order this book. It's coming out right afterwards. Big graphic, because it's one of two things. Either you're getting people something to tide them over a week or two until it comes out, which I don't know. Or do you release that big book that you were talking about, the illustrated edition, if you will, afterwards?
I almost, this is going to sound weird, I'd almost rather wait until October.
Really?
Yeah. Just because I don't know, man. I mean, they finished filming. I guess I don't know how to like the visual, how long it takes to do the visual effects on this thing.
Yeah.
But to me, this show, like episode, like you get, everything has to be perfect.
Yeah.
Because like Game of Thrones did not end on the best note. Unfortunately,
no,
it like, I mean, it still did great numbers and it's amazing. It's like, whether you liked it or not, it still did great numbers and whatever. I still liked some of it, whatever, this whole show, but there is still like a negative sort of stigma on like Game of Thrones right now. Like if this comes out and it doesn't look like as amazing as it should.
Yeah. Yep.
People could be like, oh, well, it just, and also you're trying to create a sequel or like a spinoff, I guess, in mainstream's eyes. Of it, most spinoff shows fail hard.
Yeah,
there are only a handful of spinoff shows that have ever like even been successful, let alone the only spinoff I can even think of that was more successful than the original is like Frasier, like coming off of Cheers. Mm-hmm. And Cheers was like, when it left, it was one of the highest, like most award shows ever. And then Frasier, which is my favorite show ever, like did that much better. But I mean, it's like incredibly rare that like a spinoff show even does well.
Yeah. You know, I think we think like, okay, there's going to be more dragons. There's going to be more of this mystical energy. There really wasn't a lot of that in Game of Thrones and it was awesome.
It was all political drama.
Yep, it was. And people got to remember that just because you got a bunch of dragons and you're doing maybe big CGI moments or bigger, whatever it might be, they didn't have that. That wasn't what was. It was the rumor mill. Who was doing what to who? Who was gonna be killed off next, or what were the theories, show theories versus book theories, what could the book theories add to the show, the whole nine yards. And that was where it was cool. There is room for all of that in House of the Dragon and Fire and Blood, but if they go for this like over the top, like they have to keep the Game of Thrones element, you know, there. And I think that's why it's important that they did choose this part of the Targaryen dynasty, because there's a lot of backstabbing and political maneuvering between the blacks and the greens and blacks. If you go Aegon's Conquest, it's just him going in there and wrecking everybody and doing his thing. So a little bit cooler to keep that same vibe. To make it similar to Game of Thrones, I guess.
Right. So I guess I would rather wait until October and give the visual effects guys
time,
three more months or however long it is to that much more months to tie it in to make sure it looks good. And that way we don't have Starbucks cups on the set.
You're right.
I mean, Marvel. So Marvel, I didn't know this, but I saw somebody pointed out on TikTok and some other places as well, is when they did Spider-Man No Way Home, like some of the CG, they felt that like it's different. If you go watch it in theater, it is different than what you see on the home release. Like they went back and cleaned up some of the visual effects and stuff.
Wow. That's interesting.
So
yeah,
I don't want, it's like, you shouldn't have to do that, man. Give us like the best finished product.
Take time. Yeah. Yeah. Now it is a weird thing though, because we're talking about when do you see, if you got a guy like Matt in there saying, guys, we got to, it's this factor is going to kill it if we release it at this time, then we would put, you know, I hear what you're saying, which is like, look, maybe we have to push it back because we need a good visually, a stunning show. Can't be slacking on the visuals.
Right. We pushed Winds of Winter back like 14 years. So why not push back? Yeah. I mean, come on now. I mean,
it's what we do in this fandom. We wait.
Exactly. We're fine. I mean, you know, it's like, I'd much rather wait and have it be like perfect.
Right.
Because this, I mean, episode one of the show is like huge.
Absolutely. It's got to be. Yeah.
The weight of this needing to succeed is like pretty massive.
Right. Yep. Night gathers and now my watch begins. It shall not end until my death. We have been doing that for years. We have just been on the wall watching and waiting. So we can wait a little bit longer. I'm with you. I don't know. But again, if they got it done and they're confident in it, and maybe they've been editing stuff, maybe that finishing the filming thing is like, maybe they're doing visual effects along the way, you know, and right. maybe we're a little closer.
I don't know how long, I don't know how big the team is. I don't know how long it takes, but
right.
I think I'd rather.
If they're going to give it to me in July, I'm cool with it too, though. Just so you know.
Yeah, I know. I guess I still just sort of think, I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like October. I feel like I'd much rather wait until after Lord of the Rings. That way it's like, okay, there you go. All right.
I knew it. I am so glad you said that, because I was about to say, Matt has this step on the neck mentality. Like, yeah. All right, cool. Cool. Put your stuff out there. Right. Go ahead. And then he's just like, crush. Boom. You know, like it's almost, yeah, I get what you're saying, which is like, let them do the, like, draw blood first. Right. Let them.
Well, I'll let you take one. You can swing first.
Yeah. You swing first. You go ahead. You start this. I'm going to finish it. That's exactly what you got going on in your mind, which maybe that's what they're thinking too. I mean, again, you know what? I was jokingly thinking to myself, like, it would have been kind of funny if like Lord of the Rings came out and said September 2nd, it's some special Tolkien day or whatever. And literally House of the Dragon said, bend the knee September 2nd, coming to you like the same day. Oh, God, be wild. Yeah. So I'm with you. Yeah. Let's go October. But I won't be surprised if they say something in July.
I'm obviously down to see it as soon as possible. But it's just, if they just finished in February filming, it's like, right. how are you gonna tie that up? But if you have episodes like 1 through 6 done, yeah. And you're just going back to finish the last four.
Right. Because we got a pretty cool looking, that some of the trailer stuff we got. I mean, I know it wasn't much
early, right?
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool. Sweet. This is only season one.
And we said that, we're like, this looks good. We're like, geez.
And I will say, to be fair, the difference is a lot of almost all of the stuff you're using, like you've kind of already got set up because you're just pulling it. It's all pulling over from Game of Thrones because it's like the same buildings. I mean, there's different like stuff.
They've got some of the same in the rooms and stuff, the crew and stuff.
But like, yeah, but I mean, it's like the throne room is the same room.
Yeah.
The, you know, whatever you're using for aerial shots, it's kind of like, you know, it's a lot of it's the same. So,
right.
Sweet. Awesome. All right. Well, all right, guys. Hey, thanks. That was just dropping in the news. Be sure to come back and check out we're doing the prologue of Storm of Swords coming in there. And then we also have a special treat coming the next episode after that. We're going to be doing Jamie 1, which is the next chapter of the book. And we're bringing back on Nikki, aka Kale Easy, for that one because she is the Lannister loyalist, Lannister, you know,
connoisseur.
Historian. Connoisseur, yeah. What's the word? Yeah,
I think she's just
she's a Lannister loyalist.
Loyalist, that's what she is. And I'm shocked she's on the show. I'm kidding, she's wonderful. But I mean, we got a Targaryen loyalist here, and nobody knows where my loyalties lie except for, I guess, Lady Stoneheart. So
yeah,
always will love her.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, with that, as always, want to thank you. Be sure to hit subscribe over there on, if you're watching on YouTube or on iTunes. Be sure to check out me anywhere on the internet at Super Games Bros, as anywhere on the internet at WompRat_2M. Check out any of our other projects as well. We do Star Wars, Hyperspace Hangout, Wheel of Time, Heroes of the Horn, Harry Potter, The Elder Wand, or if you want to hear Ez and I talk about Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, all of it, be sure to check out the Matt and Ez show. So as always, guys, thank you for listening, and remember that winter is coming.